First Chronicles, chapter 26. Here were the divisions of the gatekeepers. From the Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Korah, a descendant of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons: Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebadiah the third, Jashniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elioenai the seventh. Obed-Edom had sons: Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, and Sachar the fourth, and Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pealathai the eighth, for God had blessed Obed-Edom. To Shemaiah his son were born sons who ruled over their clans. They were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad. His relatives Elihu and Semachiah were also men with many abilities. All these were descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and relatives were men capable of doing their duties in the tabernacle service. There were 62 of them related to Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives, capable men, 18 in all. Hosa, a descendant of Merari, had sons: Shimri, the leader, although he was not the firstborn, his father made him leader; Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All of Hosa's sons and kinsmen were 13 in number. These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their leaders, had responsibilities, like their relatives, to serve in the house of Yahweh. They threw lots, both young and old, corresponding to their clans, for every gate. When the lot was cast for the east gate, it fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for Zechariah his son, a prudent adviser, and his lot came out for the north gate. To Obed-Edom was assigned the south gate, and his sons were assigned the storehouses. Shuppim and Hosa were assigned the west gate, along with the gate of Sheleketh on the upper road. The guards were very close to each other. On the east were 6 Levites, on the north 4 a day, on the south 4 a day, and at the storehouses 2 pairs. At the pillar to the west, there were 4 stationed at the road and 2 at the pillar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers, who were the descendants of Korah and Merari. Among the Levites, Ahijah was in charge of the treasuries of the house of God and of the treasuries of the things that belonged to Yahweh. The descendants of Ladan, who were descendants of the Gershonites, through Ladan, who were heads of families belonging to Ladan, the Gershonite, were Jehieli, and the sons of Jehieli, Zetham, and Joel his brother. They were in charge of the treasuries of the house of Yahweh. From the clans of Amram, the clans of Izhar, the clans of Hebron, and the clans of Uzziel, Shubael, a descendant of Gershom, son of Moses, was supervisor over the treasuries. His relatives from the clan of Eliezer were his son Rehabiah, Rehabiah's son Jeshiah, Jeshiah's son Joram, Joram's son Zichri, and Zichri's son Shelemeth. Shelemeth and his relatives were over all the treasuries, holding the dedicated things that David the king, the family leaders, commanders over thousands and hundreds, and the army commanders had dedicated. They set apart the plunder won in battles for the upkeep of the house of Yahweh. They were also in charge of everything that was set apart to Yahweh by Samuel the prophet, Saul, son of Kish, Abner, son of Ner, and Joab, son of Zeruiah. Everything that was set apart to Yahweh was under the guard of Shelomith and his relatives. Of Izhar's descendants, Kenaniah and his sons were in charge of the civil affairs of Israel. They were officers and judges. Of Hebron's descendants, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 capable men were in charge of Yahweh's work and the king's work. They were on the west side of the Jordan. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was the head of the clans according to the genealogical records. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they examined the records and found among them men of great ability in Jazer of Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives who were capable family leaders. David made them overseers over the tribes of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh for every matter pertaining to God and for the king's affairs.